Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, this is very interesting. We've done a bunch of programs over the years with our main sponsor, Founders Federal Credit Union. We had the CEO, Bruce Brumfield, here. But today we not only have him here, but we have his able-bodied successor here, a guy by the name of Keith Wilson, and we're going to learn all about what the heck is going on our program today. So let me say hello first to Bruce Brumfield. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, Manny. Thanks so much for having us back.
Well, listen, now you need to realize that since your last appearance on Straight Talk, we've probably have had 10,000-20,000 new people come to York County who haven't had the opportunity to see you or hear you.
Right.
So tell them a little bit about your background.
Well, you know, born and raised in Louisiana. My wife and I relocated in January of 1988 to Lancaster for me to accept a job with, at the time, Springmaid Federal Credit Union to start an audit department, and thought we would be here 3 to 5 years and move back to Louisiana. Then after about 3 months, we realized we were never leaving. It became home for us, and I've been very, very fortunate to be with what's now Founders since January of 1988, and had the opportunity to do some really unique and wonderful things, and I'm just so blessed to have found a place you could call home and work somewhere for 35 years now.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
37 years, I guess.
Keep counting.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of lose track. It just adds up and adds up. But it's just been wonderful to, you know, people of South Carolina are really unique, and they welcomed us with open arms back in 1988. We try to reciprocate that now when people move in.
Yeah. Keith Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Same question to you. You need to tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, born and raised here in Rock Hill, Winthrop grad, married to a wonderful lady named Kimberly, and have two boys, Austin and Ethan. Both are, one just graduated from Winthrop, and the other is a junior currently at Winthrop. So, have
and
a
he
lot.
Plays baseball, wow. And he's very, very good.
And he played yesterday in that big game with USC.
Yes, that's right.
We had the lead. We had the lead for a while.
We did. Yes. We were up 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth, but, you know, language elite, hard-fought ball game, but, you know.
At the new Founders Federal Ballpark.
Founders Field. Absolutely.
We love our partnership with Winthrop. Tell them a little bit about what we're doing with Winthrop now.
What we're doing with Winthrop is we just entered into an agreement, a five-year agreement with Winthrop. We've always had a long-term relationship with Winthrop University. But as we sat back and watched the development of, you know, Dr. Cerna just signed his new deal there for another five-year run as the president of Winthrop, we're extremely excited about what's going on with the administration, the athletic department. So we entered into a five-year agreement for $1.5 million with Winthrop. We couldn't be more excited. They couldn't be more excited. They have welcomed us with open arms. We will be on their campus talking about financial literacy to college students, which is extremely important, as most of us know. So we are extremely excited just about this opportunity to get and engage with Winthrop.
I can tell you the things that Cerna and his team are doing over there at Winthrop are extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
They're just changing that whole institution from one end to the other. And it's a success story when you think about where Winthrop was when they went through some of these interim presidencies that didn't quite work out the way they were supposed to. And he's turned this thing around. I mean, good for him.
I do want to finish my time here starting at Founders. I don't think I mentioned, I've been there for 25 years. 25-year employee. I've seen a lot. I'm going to tell you, this guy sitting beside me, I'll go in that in just a second. But You know, being from Rock Hill, my family owns a business here in town, Wilson's Nursery and Garden Center, mindless plug for them. But
that's quite all right. Can you sing the old radio jingle?
Yeah.
No, I cannot.
Yes,
I am.
He can. He can, but he won't.
Well, now you're still in control. Why don't you just say yes?
Sing it, Keith.
I cannot sing, so I will not go.
I
will not
do it. Wilson, he is your friend.
I will not go any further.
Okay, but anyway.
But, okay, let's get back on track here. After graduating from Winthrop in 94, you know, I thought I was going to enter into that the business with them. It's very difficult to feed four families out of one business, so I decided to go a different direction in my family. I started at Founders, like I said, 25 plus years ago. This guy here sitting beside me, Bruce, has been such a wonderful mentor for me. I've worked my way up. He looked at me about 3 or 4 years ago and said, hey, I want you to be my executive vice president and, you know, potentially my successor. And I was just awestruck. And,
woo,
you know,
that must have been quite a day.
It was quite a day.
You didn't sleep that night, did you?
I did not. After going home to tell my wife, I don't think. Yeah, we celebrated a little.
Celebrate a little bit.
Well, let's, for people, again, who are new to the community and don't know a whole lot about anything.
Yep.
Winthrop University or Founders Federal Credit Union or WRHI. When you came here in 1988, Founders was how many members, how many assets, how many locations?
Yeah, we had 6 locations. We were $177 million, and that's million, $177 million in assets, and had about 86 employees.
86 employees.
And then when I took over as CEO in 2003, we had 13 branches, $940 million in assets, and about 250 employees. And as we sit here today, as my last year is...
Hold on, everybody. Yeah. Buckle your seatbelt on this one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Getting ready to turn the reins over to Keith at the end of the year. We will have 47 branches.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. We are right at $5 billion in assets.
Say that again.
$5 billion, with the B, billion.
Jeez.
We have almost 900 employees. And the best compliment I get when we have anybody from the outside come in, when they leave, they say, we know that you're almost $5 billion in assets, but we would never know it by the way you deliver service because you still got that small town approach and very personalized service. And, you know, that's one of the things I think that separates us from everybody else. All of our decisions are made locally. You know, it's nothing is, you know, there's no computer in the background telling anybody, make this loan, don't make this loan. It's very much a relationship business that we have. And if you come in and you need $50 to work on a hot water heater, we'll make you a $50 loan. That's something you don't find almost anywhere else, especially at the rates that we offer.
You know, you all have mastered that old axiom. Mm. The trouble with successful businesses is they forget the things that made them successful. You haven't forgotten them.
No, we know who we are. At our core, you know, we were founded to serve the employees of the Springs Cotton Mill. Well, we understand what we were founded for, who we were founded to serve. We'll never, ever get away from serving the local people that need access to premium financial products and services. And go back to the way it used to be, where it's more person to person and everything's not automated. Now, certainly, we have all the technology for people that want to use automation. And, you know, mobile devices are so critical these days. But we will never lose that opportunity for someone to walk in a branch and talk to a person and have that relationship. We cherish that opportunity.
And I would think that that's going to be a challenge to continue because the world keeps changing. The people you keep cycling in to fill slots that have been opened by retirements or what have you are going to be thinking differently than what we're hearing here right now.
It definitely will be a challenge as we because it's very expensive to operate in that manner. You know, it takes individuals, and your top line item on your expenses is human cost, you know, what it costs to employ someone. So people are looking for ways to develop technology to kind of offset that cost, but we feel that we will, right now, there is not a vision or a plan to change the philosophy in which we do business because we know how much of an impact it makes to our members. some of the biggest decisions they make are their financial decisions, whether it's to buy a new car, buy a home. What happens when a parent passes away, someone they can talk to about the probate process? I mean, it gets extremely difficult, and it's not very easy to understand some of those processes.
Boy, isn't that something. I think that's remarkable. Good for you.
People always want to know, what's your secret sauce? Why are you so successful? You know, I'd like to tell you it was a secret sauce, but it's a lot of different things that you've got to do. And it's hard to duplicate unless you're willing to invest in people, because it all starts with your people. And you hire good people, you train them. You know, we say all the time, if we can find somebody with a positive attitude and a great work ethic, we can train you to do almost anything.
True.
And, you know, we want to reward those people. We want to make sure they're happy at work. We want to make sure they see the opportunity in front of them for advancement, and both in career and personal advancement. But if you don't invest in people and you're in a relationship business, it's hard to have a relationship 100% of the time with technology. Yeah, it's just absolutely almost impossible.
Have you tried to use some of those chat bots lately?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That's beyond my...
Well, and my problem, for some reason, I don't know, but when I got to use voice recognition, they don't understand what I'm saying. I certainly don't have an accent. I don't know what their problem is.
It's that Louisiana Bayou.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so part of the success has got to be related to not only your staff, but what you turn around and do for the communities that you serve.
My Absolutely.
God. We just talked about the Founders Field here at Winthrop University. Yep. I mean, that's a huge, huge plus. But that's just part of it. I think about what Founders has done for Pathways down
Absolutely.
Here. Pathways would not be where it is today had Founders not stepped up, not once, not twice, but multiple times to help out with projects that need to be done now. And I'm sure the list is as long as this table.
Well, I know, Manning, you and I both serve on that board of Pathways. And I will just say this right now. Without community partners such as ourselves being a part of that, you and I see it firsthand of the needs of this community, and we think it is so important to continue to support these communities in which we serve, and that we will have these 47 locations in. I mean, we have partnerships throughout, and we'll specifically stay on the York County community, but we deal with this throughout Spartanburg, Richland County, Mecklenburg County, I mean, you name it. I think we serve about 14 counties in North and South Carolina, and we do this in every county that we're in. But we have some large partnerships in York County, and like you said, Pathways, but we also have a partnership with Miracle Park, a large partnership with Miracle Park, which you ride down Cherry Road and look at that and look at all the children and the individuals and families with disabilities playing on that playground. What an impact that park has made over the years. What a great job.
Do you think that there's anything else in Rock Hill, South Carolina, that says more about who we are as a community than Miracle Park?
I do not. Mm. I think it's a game changer. And I think when you talk about giving back, it goes back. Once again, we know who we are. You know, we were affiliated serving the members of Springs Industries for so long, and the Springs Close family has given so much back to our community. Now, the new people that are moving in probably don't understand that, but those of you listening who've lived in this community for a while, you know what I'm talking about. And we believe that same philosophy. It's incumbent on us, as we're successful, to share that with the communities that have made us successful, to try to make them a better place for people to want to live, raise their families, go to school, work, worship, the whole thing. And giving back has been such a big part of the makeup and the DNA of who Founders is. And like he said, we don't do it in just one community. We do it everywhere that we're located, because we want people there to know your community is our community. We're in this thing together.
Manny, can I go back to Miracle Park real
quick? Please
do. Just because I want to let you know what an impact it's made on my life as I visited this. I had an uncle with Down syndrome. My mom's brother, he passed about 2000, I think it was 2010, 2011. And if this park would have been around when he was, what a kind, gentle man that had Down syndrome that I watched his life up until 52 years old, and how that park would have impacted his life. He used to love to go to Special Olympics and bring home his medals, and then volunteering and watching these kids get to play on this sports field and be able to hit the ball and run bases and just – it's just – it's very touching. If you have not been to Miracle Park and volunteered there, you need to do it. It will make a difference in your life.
You know, the story of how that thing started is absolutely amazing. Yeah. When you think that it was Warren Norman, David Williams, and his sister, Alice Davis,
yeah,
who sat down and were having a beer one night with, over a pizza, and they started talking about what could we do, because they have in the I think it's Warren Norman. Yeah, no, it's one of those three has got the same kind of story that you do, Keith. They have a family member who's been through something like this. And so they started talking about a park. Well, you know, this got started. And then, my God, it just mushroomed. They got Winthrop involved. They had this big piece of dirt over there on Eden Terrace and was doing nothing but collecting weeds. They got them involved. They got the state of South Carolina involved. They got all these partners involved. This is, and here we are. And now they've just announced here, what, a week ago, 10 days ago, that they're going to go to phase two and phase three and finish the whole thing up. It's amazing.
And we're excited about phase two because that's going to have Founders all over it as well.
Really?
Yes.
Can't imagine.
That will be Founders Field.
Another crowd of Founders
Field. Right across from the Winthrop Founders Field.
So, you know, it's part of the strategy to go to every ballpark in South Carolina and make it Founders Field?
It could be.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
As University of South Carolina showed up, you know, they're known as Founders Park in Columbia. They looked at the field and said, I think we're at home tonight with this Founders Field.
Yeah. So. Good for you. All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So we have a bunch of learned experts here around the table. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. Don't come here on Sundays because they're not open. How we do it is in the white letters. So let's bellow it out together at the count of three. You all can join in too, right? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. We have a cast of characters around the table here today. The CEO of Founders Federal Credit Union, Mr. Bruce Brumfield, is with her. And as his successor, now the president of Founders, Mr. Keith Wilson. Thank you both again for being here. Now, we talked about 47 branches that you got already. 47.
We'll be 44 with three in process.
Okay.
So by the end of the year, it'll be
47. You anticipated my next question.
That's right.
And as usual, I had the information backwards. Yeah. All right, so these new locations are going to be where?
Kind of spread out across South Carolina. I guess the one that we're most excited about is our new York County branch. So we're building a branch in York. For years, our members have said, when are you coming to York? When are you coming to York? Relax.
We're
coming. We're coming. We'll be there by the end of the year. If you're on the bypass in York, you will see a sign prominently, and you're going to see construction, and we're progressing very nicely, but we're so excited about moving into that York area. We think it's going to open a lot of opportunity in the future to move over into Clover and more in that Lake Wylie area. But then we're also working a lot on the I-85 corridor. That Spartanburg-Greenville market is, you know, one of the fastest growing markets in South Carolina, and it's been very, very good for us. So we've got a couple of locations over there we're working on. So life's good, and we're opening actually – we happened in on a branch on Gardner's Ferry in Columbia, a vacant bank building that people didn't think they could make money out at, and moved out. And we're getting ready to move in there in the next 90 days. So we kind of go where opportunity avails itself.
Jeez.
That will be location number 6 in Columbia.
Sixth in Columbia.
In Columbia.
So your footprint is over, you mentioned, what, 40 counties?
14 counties, two in North Carolina, 12 in South Carolina.
So you're not limited in terms of geographic footprint?
No. Because, you know, the way credit unions have three different ways to charter. And the way we've chose to be chartered is by select employee groups. So that basically means we can go anywhere that we think we can make a living. But we've just got to go out, and we've got to sign people up to be members of our credit union. So it's a different model. It's a little harder to move into new markets, but, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to penetrate those markets and be very successful.
Jeez.
But you also have to have a business model that attracts members. You open a branch in a certain county and members don't want to join your credit union, whether you don't offer competitive rates, whether it's deposit rates or loan rates. No membership growth.
And you all do not do commercial loans. Is that correct?
We do very little commercial. We do. We're very particular in the commercial that we do. We like helping small business, the mom and pops. We love helping churches. We will not. You will not see our name financing parking garages. you know. That kind of stuff, that's not who we are. It's not what we're good at.
There was an article that came out the other day in a credit union magazine that listed the top 25 credit unions in commercial business in North and South Carolina. We were number 25.
And we're very proud of being number 25. You know, we pride ourselves in the consumer side of the business, but we understand that commercial has a need in our communities, and we want to work to fill that need that maybe fall through the gaps between the traditional commercial banking. Traditional commercial banking plays a vital role in our economy, working with large businesses, doing that commercial type business. But the mom and pop sometimes fall through the cracks, and we want to make sure that micro business is taken care of as well. So we're working to expand our footprint in that, but our bread and butter is working with individuals and getting their first home, getting a car, paying for kids' education, working with the day-to-day needs that they have, and not so much working with big-time corporate commercial business. That's just not who we are, not what we're good at.
Well, as we said before, you know, you have a successful model,
yep,
and you have not forgotten what's made you successful.
We know what we're good at. And that's what we're going to be good at. You can't be everything to everybody. It won't work. You won't be good at anything.
And what we do, Manning, a lot of times is if we go into something new that we're kind of unknown about, whether it's commercial space or something different, take it extremely slow. We don't jump in wide open. We take it very slow, methodical, make sure it's something that is attractive to us and to our members moving forward.
Yeah, we like to wade into shallow end. We're not going to go jumping off the high dive first thing. We like having them floaties on for a little while on that new stuff. But, yeah, you know, you're just very, very, you understand, you know, we understand our members depend on us. You know, they've trusted us. And we will never do anything irresponsibly, move into any type of new product, program, or anything else that we don't understand completely.
So is there ever a thought of getting too big and losing all these things we've been talking about, all these dynamics?
Can I start with that one?
Yeah.
I don't think the thought is, can you get too big? I think it's how fast you get there. I think you can grow so quickly that you lose traction. So I think if you move at a process and a speed that makes sense for you or your organization, I think you'll be just fine. I'll let Bruce follow up with that.
Totally agree. You know, we've got a very detailed growth plan that we continually update and work on. But, you know, when you look at how fast you're growing, you know, there's certain parameters. When you hit certain marks, different regulations come in. For credit unions, $10 billion in assets is a big deal because, well, you used to fall under the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, but I'm not sure they're going to be around, which, let me just say, is a good thing for consumers. It sounds like they were here to protect you. Not so fast, my friend.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you've got to have staff prepared to assume these responsibilities as you grow. And what we know is we can't take somebody that's not a founder's person and plug them in immediately and expect them to be a market exec or be a manager. We have to develop those internally because we are different. The way we do things are different. So when you come to work with us, we got to deprogram you, then reprogram you. So, you've got to have that plan, and you've got to have that succession plan of as you grow, how are you going to have people ready, developed to grow those markets? And that is so critical.
All right, one last question, and that is, why are you retiring? You're still a young guy.
If you looked at me, you wouldn't think so. I told Keith the other day.
We had a great discussion about that.
I told Keith the other day, I showed him a picture of me in 2003 when I took over as CEO. I was about 165 pounds, had a full head of jet black hair, and I told Keith, I said, hey, big boy, look what you got to look forward to.
He's already started graying my hair pretty good on the sides.
I mean, when I named him my EVP, he had a full head of black hair. He getting a little salt with that pepper now. But not, hey, look, you know, you get to a point in life where you realize, man, if you don't stop and smell the roses along the way, you know, you wake up one day and you wonder where it all went. I've been very, very blessed to have a wonderful career here, work with people that I absolutely love to death, have a board that I respect and admire so much, and have been so fortunate to work with them. And the love they have for our credit union is incredible. But, you know, man, I got three little grandkids. I got a mom and dad that still live in Louisiana that are getting older, and I'd love to spend more time with. And, you know, if I didn't have somebody that I knew would continue the legacy that we built at Founders, it'd be different. But I'm so pleased that Keith is here, and he's done a wonderful job. I know he'll continue to do great things. And it's not like I'm moving away. I'm just stepping away.
Are you going to come back, Bruce?
Absolutely. You know, Manny, I'm like a disease you never get rid of. You know, I may disappear for a little while, but I'll show back up.
I'm glad you cleaned that up. That's good. Yeah. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Bruce Brumfield. Congratulations. And same to you, Keith Wilson. And thanks to Founders for everything you do for so many people. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, presented, oddly enough, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks as well to Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Boy, am I glad you cleaned that up. All right, so we do fresh subs. Fresh subs and salads. 6 days a week here at Substation 2. At the count of three, let's tell them how it's done. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.